We're going to continue the hour by turning to one of our favorite local nonprofit organizations here in our community, one of the most significant ones that's been doing a lot of great work for a long time, and they now have a new executive director. We're talking about the Compass Center for Women and Families. CompassCTR.org is their website. And back in March, Christian Adams just came on board as the new executive director, and she joins us here now in the studio to talk about the first couple of months on the job and the work the Compass Center is doing every day. Christian, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Aaron, for having me. I'm definitely excited about this opportunity to talk about Compass Center and the work that we've been doing and how I've actually decided what we can do as a vision to go into the future.
So tell us about yourself. What's your background?
Yeah, so my background is in social work. I have a bachelor's and master's in social work. I've done lots of work around program development and implementation in public health here in Durham, North Carolina. So I'm a North Carolina native coming back home.
Awesome.
From Georgia. But I've also done a lot of work around social justice, human rights activist work for the last 5 to 6 years in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
What appealed to you about the Compass Center specifically that you wanted to come and work for that organization?
Yeah, so what appealed to me is that, one, I'm a survivor. And so as a survivor and someone that actually had an organization similar to this in Craven County, North Carolina, to help propel me to be where I am today, it was like a full circle moment. It is a full circle moment to actually be able to come back and lead an organization and to be able to give back to clients, to this community in Orange County, to help them thrive and live and survive and have all they need to take care of their families and themselves.
That's a really significant thing because I think, you know, we know the Compass Center does amazing work, and I think we tend to start to take it for granted because it's here and we've had it for a long time, but there are lots of counties and communities that don't have an organization quite like this, and it's so significant to have one here.
Yeah, it really is significant, Aaron, and you're correct. Out of 100 counties in North Carolina, they're very far and few between that have domestic violence centers and very far and few between that actually have housing to support victims and survivors that are coming to seek our help. So, I mean, gratefully, Compass Center, Orange County was so amazing in helping us to be able to launch our Safe Homes campaign in 2020, and that has been great to be able to have those apartments where we can actually place people, not have to worry about taking them outside of their community, putting them into other communities or other counties. So that has been amazing. So we thank all the residents, all the partners that have helped us to do that. But you're right. It is so much more work that needs to be done and so many more clients that we would love to be able to serve.
How many of those apartments do we have now?
We have 3 of those apartments, and we're in the process of having an amazing partner that is looking for a 4th one. So we're excited to be hopefully launching at 4th one by the fall.
Speaking with Christian Adams again, new executive director for the Compass Center for Women and Families. CompassCTR.org is their website. And talking about a couple of the things already that the Compass Center does on a regular basis. For folks who don't know, what else does the Compass Center do just daily?
Yeah, so daily, I really want to talk about our self-sufficiency programs because I think folks know that we're a domestic violence center and crisis center. But we also do financial counseling with any clients, not just in Orange County, but some of our surrounding counties. We open that up to all. Also support financial counseling, career counseling. So really like helping people to gain all the skills they need to not just like survive, but to really be thriving, but to also kind of think about how do we break these generational gaps around economic injustice in this community, which then leads us to greater community development in Orange County. So I want people to understand as a social worker, I'm always thinking about that macro level impact that it will have for this county and the surrounding counties near us.
And with that in mind, you're coming on board now as executive director. What's your vision? Where do you envision this organization going?
Yeah, I envision Compass Center going to a level where we're actually able to serve more clients, but not just serve survivors, but really to serve beyond Chapel Hill and really into the rural areas of Orange County, right? Like, so Hillsborough, really getting into Carrboro, finding those marginalized communities where we haven't been able to do a lot of work in, and being able to help those folks as well to kind of take care and thrive and have the things they need and access to the services they need to propel their families into a greater future as well.
And kind of going along those lines, I've been talking with folks about this from different organizations, and since you're here, I'm curious as to your thoughts. We're in 2022. We're 2 years out from the start of the pandemic. Obviously, 2 years out from what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd and the racial justice movement that rose up after that. With that in mind, do you envision, or does the vision for the Compass Center, does the Compass Center's vision for itself and its role in the community, is it different now from what you imagine it would have been in 2020?
Absolutely. I know that Compass Center is an organization that has put out a statement, are committed to being an anti-racist organization, which means that we will actually be supporting all individuals. We're actually even in the process of thinking about having our name just Compass Center, so that people in these communities that are close to us that want to come will know that it is all inclusive. Like, I am a social justice activist. I know that our staff, we believe in equity. We believe in racial justice. And so as we take this organization to the future, we will be looking using a racial justice lens. We will be looking to make sure that we're being inclusive, that we're being diverse, that we're practicing equity in every program that we put out. But more than anything, that we actually uphold the understanding of what it means to have human rights secured for all individuals. Like, we all have those rights. And so we're going to be working really diligently to make sure that we secure those for all the folks that we're helping.
This isn't even just a Compass Center question, but you've worked with other organizations as well. What could nonprofits in general be doing as far as that goes better than we're doing now?
Absolutely. I would say that what nonprofits could be doing is really doing the unlearning that has propelled this country to be in a place where we have these issues, to really have the reckoning within themselves, to take the moment to be able to say, you know what, this is the work that we all have to do. Humanity is what we should be valuing. Love is what we should be showing for all mankind. And so when nonprofits are doing this work, to really look at what is that they can do to stop and make sure that they are centering those and amplifying the voices of those that are always pushed to the margins before we look at people that actually have more access. We can't talk about choice. We have to talk about accessibility and push for access for all of us.
Speaking again with Christian Adams, CompassCTR.org is the website. And as we start to wrap up this conversation, what's going on now that folks ought to know about?
Yeah, I want to tell folks about our Spring Appeal. We have a Spring Appeal that is launching right now. It will be going until June the 20th. We're asking people to donate to the Spring Appeal, but not just to donate, to really donate in honor of those individuals in your life that have mothered you, that have been that mother figure, that have been that parent figure. Mother's Day actually just happened yesterday. So we want you to actually donate in honor of those folks. Make sure when you go to our website, compassctr.org, that when you hit the donate button, that you give us that information so we can send out the thank yous in honor of those people that you're honoring. So, yeah, thank you all for what you've always done for us. And we look forward to having you continue to support us as we continue to move this organization into the future.
And we look forward to having you on more times as well. CompassCTR.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Christian Adams, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.